Okay, we got a mitzvah shem today. We head into Hilchos Shabbos. A very important question. We worked on over Yom Tov some time. I won't go through a sugya. It's a really important question because it's a practical question. It's going to get to each one of us. It deals with carrying. But the question is a question that I have entertained for many years regarding other types of begadim. But as I realized before Pesach, it was raining one afternoon, and then it stopped raining. We have many of these Shana coats in the Gemach, and many of us have it at home. And the question we are going to talk about today, going to build up, we'll learn the sugi together. I'm not so posh at the answer to the question, but is if you come, it was raining in the morning, we're in the rain season now, and you wear this shayna coat in the morning to shul because it's raining, and then it stops raining, and now you want to wear it home after davening. You don't want to lose it, you don't want to leave it here because it's going to be part of the gemach. The question is, are you allowed to wear it home? It's not raining anymore, and it doesn't serve any purpose on the way home. It's not like a coat which keeps you warm. It does absolutely nothing except help when it rains. But now it's not raining anymore. So if it's not raining, is it allowed to be worn home? It's a really, really important question, and it's not a pasha to answer. But what we'll try to do is together try to go through the inyan, learn different sugyas, and try to see if we can come out with an answer. It's a little bit similar, not exactly the same, to a question that also I remember even when I was in the yeshiva days, when I was back learning halachas in yeshiva, wearing a kittel to shul when or wearing it home on a day where it's not a Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, you wear it home, you wear it back to shul, maybe on Yom Kippur it's a din of a begin. But let's say it's a Shana Rabba. Not a Shana Rabba, it would be a tal, it would be Geshem. And the Baal Tefillah will ask me, can I wear the kittel to shul? I don't want to leave it here in shul. Can I wear it home? He doesn't need it home anymore. It serves no purpose. It's not a beged that keeps you warm. It doesn't in any way serve any other purpose except to wear it during davening. Is that a permitted beged or not? I'm sorry? I'm not going into achana now. Because achana, we already spoke. We had a share about that in Sanapan. We already discussed it. Mechaber in Shin Aleph, therefore, we're going to, first of all, we have to do it. Now, Hilchos Haitzah, not Pasha, in Yeshiva, I don't know those that were in Tar V'Das at the time, in Kailu, so we spent a whole year on Hilchos Haitzah. It's not something that you can do in a few days. And I did spend many, many months. It wasn't even my style during those days. But that one year, I spent a whole year on Hilchos Haitzah, took notes, wrote it down, and it was, and even after I did it, it wasn't really so clear. I was with other great, great people. I don't want to mention names, but they're asking me questions also in Haitzah, and they ask my opinion about certain questions. They wanted to know, what do I feel about it? It's really not a simple topic. It really is difficult when you learn all the different Achrayim to have a clear picture. What's a Malbush? What's the tafshit? For those of us that just are learning the Amud Yomi, so we spent many weeks on the Gemaras, Bameh Isha, Bameh Behema, and we were trying to figure out what's a tafshit, what's a malbush, what is a masui, what is considered as I'm carrying it and it's not necessary. So for those that are learning the Amud Yomi, it's going to be so much easier to go through what we're going to be learning over here. But it's either has to be a malbush, that means it's a piece of clothing, or it's a piece of it's a tafshit. Although in the times of the Gemara, what about a tie? So that's going to ready go into maybe a tafshit. It's not hanas agov; it's more of a tafshit style. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Then if it's kedei shaloi, it's tire, you're allowed. If it's raining outside and I'm getting soaked, that would be tire. But if it's a little drip and it's a little misty, so that would seem to be, that is Shalai Tanafa. Maybe I don't want to get wet. We have to understand, what does this mean when the Mechaber says Shalai Tanafa? Says, let's go back.
Why is it different than a woman who would want to wear a pet?
So that's what we're going to go through. Very good. So that's what we're going to go through. We're going to have to see, is that really allowed or not? because maybe if that is Kidei Shalot, because there's going to be a lot of blood. So if it's a lot of blood, then maybe there's
we don't
a,
know at this point. So
we don't know. Very good.
It might rain later.
It might. Very good. So let's see right now. But if it's sunny outside, I know it's not raining. I'm only wearing it home because I don't want to leave it in shul. I clearly know here a woman is wearing the pad because she knows that she might be getting her period. So therefore, she is wearing it for
earlier.
Right. So that's what let's see if that's going to help us here. Let's go to Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah number two on the sheet. Why is it not a malbush? If it's to be matzal mitinif, the chol atzuli mitinif is considered a basli. Unless you're wearing it as a malbush. If it's a real piece of clothing, so it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, if it's lahatzuli mitinif, it would be mutter. So although it's only not to get dirty, but if it has some type of a form that it's a malbush and it covers the body in a way that a malbush would cover the body, so then it's going to be permitted to wear. So if someone's going to wear it in a form of a malbush, it's going to be okay. So let's go now to these different questions. So we begin, therefore, with Rav Nissen Karelitz, where he asked the question about a moich and the pad. We will see that there's two different mahalchim here to understand shalayitan. Let's see what he writes. Also says on Nissen Karelitz, also lotis b'shabbos. He holds. I don't want to be confused. I don't want you to think that this is final halacha. We just have to see the way he learns. Also lotis b'shabbos. A woman is not allowed to go out the makom shein erev b'moich. She cannot go out with a pad. She maskinas hanashim, that the women prepare for the nida. Kidei shalai yislach gufa. Clearly, he holds even lichlich gufa. You're not allowed to. She doesn't want to get her clothes dirty with blood. She doesn't want to get herself dirty with blood. She cannot wear a peg. She called shehu lahatzel mitinov. Ain't I derech malbush? Clearly, we're missing Karelitz learns the mechaber shalai yitanech. But it's not that I don't want to get my clothing dirty. Even she herself doesn't want to get dirty. She can't wear a peg. So according to Nissen Karelitz, as Rumi mentioned, a woman who thinks she's getting to that time in the month, she says, I'm worried that I'm going to get my period, would not be allowed to wear this because it's only lahatzel mitinif, or maybe not. But today, if the woman's wearing underwear, usually that's what's going to be the case. It's not that her whole body is going to be full of blood. It's going to be, maybe there will be some ending up on her body. It doesn't seem to be kaiv, and that's why it's not allowed. But he does write in the next paragraph. If it's made, like the Mishnah Berurah said, then it's mutter. Why? That's malbush, because that's haganas hagof. So if it depends why it's being worn. If it's being worn because some blood might end up on her skin, that's shalayitanit. But if it's going to be a large amount of blood, it's going to dry up and it's going to cause it to be bitar, that would be mutter. And therefore, you would have to, the woman would have to ask herself why she's doing it. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, clearly disagrees on this point of Shalai Yitanef Ba'ah. And this is what he says. So we're going to be learning the Shmir Shabbos. It's a long, long part of it. It's a very lengthy Shmir Shabbos. Didn't want to make the whole sheet the Shmir Shabbos. Took out one part of it just to get a little bit of a feeling to what the Shlomo Zalman holds. And he says like this. He does ask the question that even if it's a little bit on the body, why isn't that enough? In other words, Shalai Yitanef, well, what does that mean? Shalai Yitanef seems to be a drop. Let's see what he says. V'shamati, second paragraph. V'shamati from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. V'shani hasam. V'ilav m'meshev v'shbayish m'tzar. Usually, if it's a small amount, it doesn't bother me. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Gamhais of Shlomo Zalman, then even it bothers me, I'm a mitzar. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that even a small amount of blood on the body, it bothers me. It would bother anybody. And he, therefore, is of the opinion. He disagrees with Rav Nissen Karelitz in what he says, that if it's Kidei Shelo Yislach Lichgufa, it's Aser. He says, no, Yislach Lichgufa is also Tzar. If it's a Tzar, what does it mean Shelo Yitanef Ba then? He says that by the Zoh, by the Isha Nida, that they were doing it there was maybe a drop, a small amount, which, okay, it's a little drop, it doesn't bother you. But today, a woman, it's going to bother. And if today a woman's going to bother, not because she doesn't want to get dirty, it bothers her. You feel it. When you feel, when something's on, the woman feels it. They feel it. It bothers them. It's uncomfortable. So he therefore feels, Shlomo Zalman therefore holds, that it's included in Shaloi. It came. Shaloi Tanifa means that it's a small amount on the body. But what I need Adam to do is, I'm going to learn Ramosha. There's a discussion of what Ramosha holds. We generally are going to try to follow Ramosha, although we'll see that some of the Ramosha himself, he says he's unsure himself, which is uncharacteristic of Ramosha Feinstein to say. That we'll see. Let's read it together. Number four. So Ramosha is talking about the Maif Dachel. Is a woman allowed to wear Maif Dachel? She went and didn't have Sik Tahara, but now she has to make sure that during Bein Hashmashes she is clean. So what does she do? She puts in her Maif Dachel. Ramosha wants to know, is a woman allowed to go with a Maif Dachel on Shabbos? Is she carrying or not? Right? It's not to be not sire, really. She's her period's over. She's trying to start a Zion Nikiyam now. So starting the Zion Nikiyam is really only, the pad is only there so she can count. Is that a malbush? It's not a malbush. She's not wearing it. It's not worn like a malbush. And therefore, it would seem to be a question of, is this carrying or not? Says Ramayisha like this. A very important tshuva. If it would be Medina, he thinks it would seem to say he would be allowed to do it. It turns into a malbush. We'll see. That would turn it into a clothing that a woman needs to wear if she needs to do it. But being that we know, the Olam that has called me knows that we're lenient with the Maif Dachik many, many times. The Anachas Maif Dachik ain't a Medina. It's a Chumra Ba'amah. The Harbe Pa'amim, you don't need it at all. Aflahach Miklal, I had a collar. She's getting married tomorrow night. She asked me when she did her Shivan Kiyim. She started, does she need the mic? I told her no. And the Kala teaches, some of them teach yes, some of them teach no. It says no, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. Why do you want to make problems for? Especially they get nervous and they're uncomfortable. It's the first time. And it just, why do we need to make them even have more anxiety? So it's not a din. We see right here, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. Ain't it Sarach? Bahar B'Pamah ain't Sarach. And especially if a woman has a makah, I don't know, those that call me, and generally lenient. You don't have to be machmir. But when a woman is carrying this, is this derech haitzar? Now we have to, let me go. I should have introduced that into my introduction. That is this normal way to carry something? It's not a normal way to carry something. So the worst is it's a midrabana. So for a woman to wear a maich dachuk, it's not really normal anyway. You don't carry there normally. Most of the maybe the rabbanu are not guys. So the het Ramesha seems to be matter. Only why? Only because it's not normal to carry. Is he permitting it because it's helping the woman out to know if she can count the Zion Nikiyam? No. Is she wearing it because she doesn't want her body to become full of blood? No. He's wearing it just to know if she wants to be kind of dinner for Maish Dachl. Says therefore Ramosha, then he writes, Kolsh came Ben Ashmashes, if the woman is going only Ben Ashmashes, Abba Mikomakim, he and Shlomatin Zeb, the Ferish Lehetim, in a Royal Achmir, Uriah Lach, Kozman Shaylan, a Raya Brura. We don't have a Raya Brura, so I'm not going to let you do it. So if Ramosha is telling you that a woman is not allowed to go out with a Maish Dachl, so if the woman is going to call me up now, and she's going to say, what do you mean? I'm going to eat with my parents. I mean, my in-laws. But I need to have sektara. Okay. Ramosha told it to Chumra Ba'alma anyway. So what should she do now? Should she wear it? According to Ramosha, no, she shouldn't. So but she has to go to her parents. She has to go to her, she has to go out. She wants to go. So you'll have to call me up with that child. But based on what I'm telling you, you get a good idea. What I'm going to answer you is the man going to answer you? It's probably so she doesn't have the maishtach. It's not the end of the world. It depends also. I have to. Yeah, that the reason why I can't just say straight out is because I would have to know if she saw that day or not. I mean, there are other details that I would have to know to be able to answer the question and tell you what you're allowed to do or not. But most of the time, if the woman knows that she's clean, the Maitacha, because a chumrah, if she saw on that day, if she's still seeing on that day, then I won't be meikul. But if she wasn't seeing on that day, and she knows she's clean, the Maitacha is a chumrah ba'alma. So let's go now to the other paiskin. So Ramaisha is telling you, woman cannot wear Maitacha. Not really telling me anything out about a pad, if she's going to get her period, and all those other questions. Let's go to the Sharga Meir. He was a guy in London. And what the law says, can a woman go out? The Maitacha shall need the Yoimayimayim. What we just spoke about before, a day or two before, because she does Shema Yovel, maybe she's going to get her period. That's his question. Mamash, I have a question. So what is, based on what we're saying over here, it should be also the body also. The Rak Mishum Chaloi Kitzar, like they Shloikayev Mutalatis, Chutz Imusin, unless it's worn like a Malbush. It would have to wear it more like a Malbush. Shalom Mutaritz, less it's fine. Is that Sharma? So you clearly see that the Paiskim, whether it's Ramesha, who doesn't really talk about the woman going out with a pad a day or two before, although it seems that he would hold it's also not allowed. We have over here Rav Shlomo Zalman, which seems to say she's wearing it because she's afraid that it's going to cause her to become dirty. You're allowed to do that. So it's like Rumi said before, if you're afraid it's going to rain, everyone's going to say you can do it. So if a woman is afraid that she's going to get her period, so then she's going to wear it, why is she doing it? Kidei Shalai Yitana. What Shalai Yitana Rav Shlomo Zalman says, today, that is also kai, that would also be paid. So once again, we have two different views here. We have the view of Rav Nissen Karelitz, we have the view of the Sharga Demeir. They hold that it's also for a woman to go out with a pet. We have Rav Shlomo Zalman, who seems to say it's okay. Rav Maisha, so far, is unclear, because he's talking about a Maif Dachat. He's not talking about a pet. So what we have to do, therefore, is we go a little bit further over here. We turn over the sheet. And in the Shemira Shabbos, he does bring down the different sheet. It's about this, and he explains it the way I understood Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's how he explains it over here. But Rav Shlomo Zalman does say, B'shamati, if you look at the top line, the Kibin Shloim Atzano, the G'daylam, we're not machmir on wearing a pad, u'beprav. And then he said, he brings down the Chavaz Das, Yesha Trich L'Pamim, some need the Maitacha for 2 or 3 days. And none of these places can mention that a woman is not allowed to walk out during the days of when she might get her period. So he says, maybe the whole Haitzah is only Midrabanan, like Ramesha says, the Kivan, Shekain, Darkon, Shonashan, Tzera, Shein, Trichas, Chem, Cholchaydish, just as you said, every woman, they get their period, every month they get their period. After, it turns into a baguette, because they wear this every month. So Shlomo Zalman, besides saying that maybe it's going to, she's wearing it because it might cause her to be in pain, he's going back into the Maif Dacha too. After, it's even called a Malbush. So Ramesha says, it's like a watch. A watch is not a Malbush, but it serves a purpose. It tells me time. The Maif Dacha serves a purpose. It helps the woman know if she can count the Zayin Akin. So Shlomo Zalman's Mechadesh, that maybe is a Malbush. She does it every month. She now also benefits her to know if she can count, just like a watch tells me the time. This tells me the time of when, is it the 7 days or not? So we see two different views over here about the Maif. Halacha again, Ramesha says he's unclear. Shlomo Zalman says he is clear. So I will go back to what I said to you before. When a woman is going to call me up, being there, Shlomo Zalman holds his mutter for the Maif. So if the woman actually saw her on that day, I said to you 2 minutes ago, that she needs to have a Maif then on that day. So then we would rely on Shlomo Zalman and she can go out Friday night wearing a Maif. If she didn't see on that day anyway, so the whole Maif is a Chumra Ba'alma, it's a Chumra Ba'alma, we hold like Ramesha, and she would not wear the Maif. Regarding, again, if there's a concern that she's going to get her period and then there's going to be a flow of blood, and definitely it's going to be really uncomfortable. So clearly we see that it would be okay, but that still doesn't help us for our case of the raincoat. Because like getting back to what Rami said, is that the raincoat, I'm not wearing it because it's going to rain. Right now it's not raining, clear skies, no, there's no chance of rain. Here, the woman is afraid that she's going to get a period. Makes sense. But here, I'm not wearing it because of the rain. I'm wearing it because I want to get it home, leaving out Achana again, because it's not Achana problem, just to get into. Yeah.
It would really depend. If I was home in such a situation, would I take the raincoat? So if it's threatening rain at home, I would take it. Then Lechaira, I'm trying to come home, so I can take it too.
What?
If it's
I'm taking it to shul me because I'm afraid it's going to rain. So that's I'm good. But I'm not now. I'm not doing it because it's going to rain. Now I'm doing it because I want to get it home. I don't want to leave it here. I know it's not raining.
What are
we last 2 weeks ago, we knew it was going to stop. Clear skies outside. We want to know, should they take it home? So it doesn't. It's not even. That's what we're going to have to see right now. But maybe you can probably take it. We're wearing it like a malbush. So that we'll see. That's going to be the machlokes in the rain over here. Let's go to the case of the raincoat, because the Mishnah Mechaber does talk about it. Let's see the Mechaber. Someone who is wearing something as a malbush.
If she has to go out, then don't wear the mic. It's sounded in. And if she has to do the mic, then don't go out. Like, with the watch, there's no way to tell time. You need to tell time. So there's no other way to do it. With the mic, if tell the woman, stay home. We prefer you don't carry. You have to go out. So don't take the
money. Right, we can always do that. But
why don't we just do that? I'm saying, why don't we just say
right, but if you have a shamazam and holds you, let her wear it. So then if a woman's going to say, I want to go to my parents, I mean, what am I supposed to do? So we have a shamazam and holds you, you're allowed to wear it. And don't forget, Ramesh himself says, I'm not sure. So if you have a Ramesh, I'm not sure. Shamazam is telling you it's okay. So say it's okay. So let's see the Mechaber about rain. It talks about it. Now, what we're going to, the island we had this year, I don't know, many years ago, about wearing a cover on the hat. Now we don't have that problem because all the shame coats cover the whole hat and the body. But the island might remember, I don't see it around anymore. Remember those days when we used to wear the hat covers? Didn't do anything but cover the hat. So all the achrayim that had the discussion, am I allowed to wear that? Isn't that carrying? It's not serving me, it's serving my hat. I'm not getting wet. I don't want to ruin my hat, so I'm wearing the cover. That was the question that they all had. You remember those days? I don't know why no one wears these anymore. We used to wear galoshes. Remember those days? We used to wear the galoshes on our shoes. Now we don't care about getting wet. But you still have them. Yeah, I don't see anybody wearing them anymore. I don't even know if the kids even know what that is. Still wears them? Right. So in those days, that was when they had all these questions. We allowed to wear it. It's saving my shoes. It's not really helping me. So the Mechaber says like this: Davish derech malbush. Afilu ein elayv shay. It's a malbush. Even if I'm not wearing it, elam shem atzuli atinuf. It's mutar latzvi. We said already before. If it is a derech malbush, even though it's atzuli atinuf, we just said it's carrying. But if I wear it like a malbush, it's okay because I'm wearing it as I would normally wear it anyway. So the elam should all say to me, okay, so I'm wearing the shayna coat like a malbush. So even though right now, even if it's Sulei Tinnah, don't forget, is Asr, but I'm allowed to wear it, it's Zarek Malbush. So if I'm wearing a Shana coat, so why isn't, then it should be Mutter? If that's what you tell me. But let's see the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Hey, Mutter Lubach Begad Ne'akshah, I mean, you're allowed to wear a piece of clothing because of rain. I Kai Ba Rosh, you can wear a hat, I will Asr, Le'isha, Litan Begad Al-Tifa. A woman can't go ahead and put a Begad on top of her head covering because of the rain. That's not derech malbush. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah number 5. Ratzalai mishalai shalom mal abagadav kedei shalai yitamfu. You're wearing it because you don't want your clothing to get dirty. That's why you're wearing it. Apa pikei mutter. It's mutter. Mash v'sayim achar kach b'agav beged b'nei adsham mo'i kaiva. Hainu gamkin afilu shemaisav lo b'ch beged mil malo l'begadav rak b'nei adsham uvilti zeh without this lai haya haylach b'ch you're going to beg it off. V'gas mo'i kisak. It's a nice thick bag. I wouldn't wear it. I don't want my hat to get dirty. It's going to be mutter. But what does these words mean? So it seems to be over here that I'm wearing it. I don't want my clothing to get wet, but I'm allowed to do it if it's derech malbush. So let's see a little bit further over here. In the Mishnah Berurah, and then we're going to see some diyukim that some of the achrayim and chashav achrayim make in what Ramosha writes. So if we see the Mishnah Berurah number 6, beged al tzifa, a woman cannot wear a beged on her head covering. Haynu, imena derech malbush. What does that mean? Rach shemunach al roisho levad. It's just kimoy chatichas beged. She put a piece of beged, a flat of a pishtan. Aval if the cover is part of the guf. That's derech malbush v'shari af shehu latzilei tinnah. So once again, if it's derech malbush, so it's going to be mutter even kadesh l'yatam. Stam a beg something on top, which is not derech malbush, it has to be that it's going to cover part of my body. Once it covers part of my body, it turns into a malbush. But if it's only covering my hat, clearly that's not derech malbush. That's not a way to wear clothing. It's a covering for the hat. Covering for the hat. If you what it seems to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be not allowed unless it's derech malbush. So what makes it derech malbush? So we are going to go on a little bit over here. We're going to go to another halach in Sifchav Aleph, where the Mechaber talks about the rayim. The rayim had a certain beggar that they wore, and they used to wear it in the rain. And because the rayim wore it, it's considered now a beggar, even though other people never would wear it. But now, being that it's a beggar for some, it's a beggar for others. We're going to skip over going into the details, but that's halacha. Comes Ramayisha, number 9. And Ramayisha therefore says, like, this, the Olam help me with this, because we have to really, I'm not so certain how, if we can say the same with the Shein HaKod or not. So you'll tell me what you think. He was talking about a very, very thin piece of plastic, and you had a head cover, put it on your head. I already saw those that spoke about it. And he brings down this halacha about the rayim, that they would wear this during the rain. And that would make it into a bag. It says Rav Moshe, I'm reading end of number 9. Ain rayim, the hasam is atav like a derech malbush. They wore it like a malbush. Dezev adai mutter. That's for sure mutter. Because we said, once something's a malbush, even if it's like sulei mitinuk, it's okay. Next Rav Moshe, he says like this. What's a malbush? What makes something into a malbush? It has to cover the body. More than the tzif, more than the hat. So if you want to wear a hat cover, the cover has to cover part of the body too. If it just covers the hat, it doesn't serve a purpose for the body. It doesn't serve a purpose for the body. Everybody shows you not to wear the plastic over your head. Can't wear it. It's not derech malbush. So what would you, Taina, what would you say there for the Shein HaKod? It doesn't do anything except make sure that you're not going to get wet. Your clothes are not going to get wet. Now, is it going to, if it's really, really raining hard, very good. So no, about you could wear it. It's raining. You do. It's not just for your clothing, it's for you. But now if it's not raining and it serves no purpose at all, what's the halacha? Let me explain it a little bit better. Although Ramayisha clearly holds that a hat cover is not allowed. You see that? It doesn't do anything. It's covering the bag. It's not covering you. The ayat atzuli mitinuf. Atzuli mitinuf is carrying. It has to be that it's something to do with you. If the hat covering is very big, covers the body too, Ramayisha says it's okay. Comes Ramayisha and he says like this, and this is the main Ramayisha, number 11, what's called malbush. If you wear anything which makes you feel warmer, yesh lahata, you could wear it even if it's not the normal people don't wear it. If you decide to put something on to keep you warm, even though you can't say butler daitoy, it's keeping you warm. That's a beggar. Barak, im lenai ba'alma, if you're wearing it as a noi, then you could say you're butler daitoy. Al kapanim, says Ramayishi, ends off like this. Rak, bekaimim shadech mani adam lovish kain. Ramah's talking about one hat on top of another hat. It was normal to wear it. Whatever it looked like, it was normal. Avol kaiva hadak, you take this plastic. She'enam eschamim yais, it does zero. It's not lenoi. Definitely not lenoi. It's not no. It takes away the. It's only latzul and mitinef, but it's awesome. You can't wear it. So that Ramayisha holds those hat coverings enough. What about the robbers? So what did Ramayisha write about that? So Ramayisha, look at the next page, number 3. The light doming the kalashin, the galoshes, that you're allowed to do it. Why? Because heim loyim. It's not only to be megan on the menalim. That's you don't want to get wet. Shalai yitzar mimashin etabin amenal. Oh. You don't want to get wet. Shalai l'tzar. He brings the raya from the moich. It's shalai l'tzar. You're allowed to wear it. So if I'm wearing it today, shalai l'tzar, I'm afraid it's going to rain. No problem. I could wear it when at that point. Comes along Rav Binyamin Zilber in a Sefer Aznibru, and he says, based on what Rav Moshe says, the Shein HaKod, he's not really talking about the Shein HaKod, but he definitely would imply from what he writes, that he holds you would not be allowed to wear it if it's definitely not raining. Let's see.
Why different than the shoes that the plaster guy used to wear? But he said, because he wears it home,
That would be similar to the Ryan, but it has to be that it serves a purpose for somebody. For someone, it was a shoe.
At a certain time, not Shabbos when they weren't working, but we still say it's considered a shoe.
Right, it was a shoe for them, for the Ryan, it's a shoe. Because they wore it as a malbush. You accomplished something.
All of us,
it's not a malbush.
Time,
for us. Yeah, but at the raincoat time, we're wearing it as a malbush. That's what we're going to see right now. Right when it's raining, it's Kadesh Laitinah, and I'm wearing it like a malbush, so it is doing something. This is what a malbush is doing something. But if it's not raining now why am I wearing it? I'm wearing it for no reason. How could it be a malbush? It's not Kadesh Laitinah. You still need, that's going to be our point. You still need Kadesh Laitinah to be able to wear it. That's what Ramesh is. That's what you're going to see right now from Ramesh, what he writes.
Do I wear galoshes when it's not raining?
No, very good. If you're afraid it's going to rain, but once it stops raining, you're going to have to take it off. Right. Let's see right now. That's what we're going to see.
Yeah, there could still be puddles on the street.
That could be, right. That could be. That could be. But if you're going
to
read what he says over here, he writes like this, which is fascinating because he was in when he wrote this tshuva, there was no shame to coats. But in he brings Rav Moshe, and in the brackets he says in Yitzuyar, even he brings he doesn't he argues a little bit on Rav Moshe, but I want he brings Rav Moshe. Shemachmer Malotza is denial and Shalakayva. The Ikeni Mukash in Anal Machasi Yis Mekayva, as we said, it doesn't cover anything more. And then he argues Rav Moshe. Ain Ledvar Meeli Shum Yisayid Leib Svara Leib Paiskim Yechal Shemakasha Harosh Nikra Kayva Al Roshay. He holds that no, he argues Rav Moshe. He says the plastic on top of the hats are okay. Look what he says. Uvidin, I malbush agabi malbush to mutter gam b'shnei chalukim afshein derech lubish b'shul akar umutter gam lahayti. He learns pashat alach. Alach is he's allowed to wear a hat on top of another hat. Umutter gam lahayti b'shul acherim kimavur sham. Like matzanu shem rabbis yomavus tani chasiyas. Where did Rav Moshe get this? That the one on top has to cover more. Is this the not ubar shall it suli tinnah? Ain't a guru yaiser malahitzi malbush agabi malbush. It's a malbush. You're wearing it on top. This is normally, like we said before, when it rains, you wear it. If when it rains, you wear it, that turns it into a malbush. Right now, I don't need it anymore. What's the difference? I have one hat on top. If it once at some point it is used as a malbush, it doesn't lose its shame. Malbush. That's how we're going to see Rishon Zalman learns the same thing, but. Shlomo Zalman clearly does say, let's see number Yud, Lufikach Mutter Lulbosh Me'il Geshem Agabim Ulcherv. You're allowed to wear it. This is our case. You're wearing a raincoat on top of your regular coat. That's his case. You're allowed to do it. Gabim Ene Loish Ekedesh Shleyatim. I don't want my coat to get wet. So I'm wearing one coat and a Shein coat on top of that. Mutter, and then he says you could wear the galoshes. Mutter. Litin Tipa Na'al Me'ilchid. He holds you could do that also in that Geshem. She wants to cover her sheitel. They wear those bonnets. You can't just take a bag. It's not meant. You see some people just putting a bag on top. It doesn't cover. That's definitely not derech ma'albush. So he writes on the bottom in the Shemira Shabbos, number 12. He's medayik this in the Sefer Aznibru that we just read. But in the Shemira Shabbos, he says, I'm reading you, you'll see there's a number 12 over there. The Sifrei Oz Nibru, and he says, look at Rav Moshe Feinstein. She'enai matir ela imkein hakoy li balachami. Ma she'enkein b'tzipoi she'anaylon. Who l'shitase? This is l'shitase. So if l'chapish tam l'hatim, Rav Moshe have to go find the reason why you're allowed to go wear galoshes. But if it's not, if the only reason why you're wearing it is to cover over your coat, so Rav Moshe is saying that it's not allowed. If the only reason why you're wearing it is to cover your hat, Rav Moshe said, you're not allowed to do it. It's even though it's malbush, you're wearing it like the Mechaber says. So lefi Rav Moshe, it has the Shein coat by itself, he wants to say, should be not allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to wear it, unless it's raining really, really hard. So if it's raining really hard, I don't want to get wet. The Shein coat anyway does cover more.
Chilly
outside? Yeah, you can dress in plastic. Yeah. So, so just quickly, just.
Spring,
fall,
man.
So the.
It always covers your neck.
What does? Right, so it covers something actual. So the shame, right. So now it's definitely covering a part of your body. But when you wear when it's not rain when it's raining, well it's about to rain, but if it's not raining, it's not doing anything. So and Rav Shlomo Zalman does write That's
what said. It keeps it warm.
It's still covering the pilot.
Right, so that's right. That's what we're going to get back to. That's what we have to see. But Rav Moshe seems to say that even if it's Zerach Malbush, would have to somehow accomplish something. When if it's not, let's say it's covering the body, but it accomplishes nothing. Is that a Malbush?
Yes.
No, no, because Rav Moshe said it. Rav Moshe said it has to be something which has a purpose. Yeah, but covering the body by itself is not enough. Covering the body, Rav Moshe says covering the body has to accomplish something. It has to be accomplishing something. Right now it's accomplishing nothing. It accomplishes something. This is accomplishing nothing. It doesn't keep me warm. I don't think it keeps you warm. And it's not raining.
It does have a certain look. It does cover the clothing that you like. Cover patches on your head.
Okay, but that's I don't know if that's going to be enough of a reason to wear it, but
yeah,
the right. So that's what we have to see. So I want to just to answer your question. If we look at the go back to number 12, there's a membav. You see membav over there. He brings down Shami Zalman again. Lahakalim kamesh ein makpidin lahaser atzipu b'shas agesim shepasim. He wants to know if you, like we just said, you have to remove the. He holds you allowed to wear a hat cover. As the others say, it's raining now. I'm wearing it. It's a malbush. It's doing something, even though maybe it's covering my hat. But they feel that it's hat on top of hat. You're wearing a derech malbush, and it's doing something. And if it's it's enough to say that it's doing something for my clothing. That's enough. It has to do something. So, but you have to take it off right after it stops raining. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "B'mkayim shem makpiz in lahasar tzita b'shash ages and pasuk." If let's say it wouldn't be Shabbos, would you take it off right away? I would assume, yeah, you wouldn't be wearing it. You would take it off right away.
Depends what kind of raincoat. The people wore regular raincoats. When it stopped raining, they still kept wearing the raincoat. They started carrying it around. These Shana mantles, they don't. You should really make nicer Shana mantles.
We should do it, right. Maybe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman does say also that he mentioned, we could see it. You can see it also from Rav Vosner, who goes to the Shevet Alevi. Also, it's just easy to read the print. Hashashal bin Yankis and Alan Shem Simon Akavis, like Shem Mutalachis by Bishavs Malcolm Shane Erev Nir, last night, Pilahakal was there, Ulatirai, the Dafkin, Munaf Shalaika Derech Malbush, Abel Nylon, Elish, it's Ross, it's Shabal, it's Cyrus Akaiva, Umabush Akaiva, we call Tap, Sheep of the Shari, the Shorit Mutu. Dafilu, Eve Malbush, Batem, it's on top of your head. And it's wearing it. You're wearing it as a malbush. He also holds its mutter. The gamishum kaiva akave kaivi says the same thing. It's not a problem. One hand on top of the other hand. Because the ain less eye. Maybe it should be also equally right. Shem. Once it stops raining, maybe I'm going to remove it. And then we have a new problem. When I started my introduction, in the introduction I said we learned in Hilchot in the Gemara Bameisha. If we're afraid, we can take something off. You know, we wear it on Shabbos. If it stops raining, maybe there's a chash. I might come to take it off. And if I come to take it off, I'm not allowed to wear it. So he says, Kimavur, he brings the machza shekel. Vim kiyesh ktas l'ayim dvar, vim daim el didon, chen b'emes argilis, let's say most people do take it off when it stops raining. You come mokam ein l'chadish chomer b'loi rai, you don't make any chomeres. Well, kol panim b'mokam she'isr, tilt el rak chomro, then it's ein l'asr. See, he's not so posh, he says, say nechanami, maybe in a place a week, you might come to take it off, you're not allowed to wear it, because you might come to take it off, it's not raining. So you're going to be walking home with if it's raining, I'm not afraid I'm taking it off. If it's not raining, maybe I will take it off. Then we'll run into this question of that chash, the chash of maybe I'm going to take it off. Let us therefore now go back to the Shmir Shabbos. Right? I want you to just to go back to the last paragraph here in the Shmir Shabbos. The k'moishem what the lot is by mechasim mitzas harosh. We just said if somehow the cover covers part of your head.
You might have to wear a shame coat if you don't have a hat.
Let's see right now. It's a malbush. For sure, it's a malbush. Very good, David. Fiza. Me'il geshem da. Mamish our case. She'ein ha'mechamim klal. Doesn't heat up. Doesn't give you any more. Hurak l'tzul l'begadim k'tinuf. He wants to say, l'fir of Shlomo Zalman, the mutter lot is be'il r'shus ha'rabim, because it's erach malbush. K'moy, he brought him to shin ha'alush, if you're dalim. Even Yesh Leimah, do dumya, it's similar to the galoshes. Shein an island by Ella Agabi Nalan Bisharinan. You're allowed to wear it. So Shlomo Zalman in the bottom over here is trying to explain why you're allowed to wear the Shein coat in the first place. If it's raining really hard, and a chanami. But if it's not raining so hard, so what is it accomplishing? We're going to have to say that it's considered derech malbush. Why is it derech malbush? Because it's latzulei begad of mitinah. If I wear it as a malbush, it will be mutter. But if it's accomplishing nothing, now we have a good child. Maybe it shouldn't be allowed. So wearing it home, what would you say? Why would I be allowed to wear it home? It has to do something. The malbush has to accomplish something. If it's accomplishing nothing, then it's not a malbush. Because even if you're Shlomo Zalman, he does seem to say that if the derech is to take it off, then it's not a malbush anymore. In other words, you only wear it when it rains. You don't wear it when it doesn't rain. How does that then translate into a malbush? That's really the question. Of course, there's more to understand. No, so you can always say that this type of a baguette, this is a malbush, which normally keeps warm. It's a malbush. This doesn't do anything. I mean, the Shane and Coat doesn't do anything for my goof. Although I might agree is that if you're wearing something that normally is a malbush, I can wear it even if it's cold. Let's say I want to wear a winter coat on. Normally, this is a malbush, even though right now it's accomplishing nothing. This is a translation of a malbush. The Shane and Coat's really not a malbush. It's not a malbush. It's only there to stop my clothing from getting wet. If it's only get my clothes, that's not trend. We see from the chava that's like
very heavy rains.
Very good. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the heavy rains, I understand.
It's cold.
Yeah, but it's still. Yeah, but it would still have to have the way we're understanding it, it would still have to have it, it would still have to be defined as a malbush. This is not defined as a malbush because I only wear it when it's raining for my clothes. I'm not wearing it for myself. If I normally wear it for myself, defined as a malbush, I could wear it. That's mechaber to wear it all the time. Darach HaShulchan says it has to be still normal to wear it. Okay, but it's normal to wear it, even though now it's not cold outside. You can't 80 degrees.
You still wear for the clothing. Because when the clothing gets wet.
I don't want to get wet.
So that would be if it's really, really raining very hard.
When you rain, you're going to be on my own
board.
You're
going to
be on my own board.
Would you
rain in the rain? But that's only one. Saying that it's cold, always in a malbush, because it always affects your body. Maybe because it's meant to protect your body. So it's always a malbush, even when it's 90 degrees outside, I can wear my coat.
Right, even if because that's a malbush.
I'm just saying, a coat, a raincoat is also always.
So is
if you really think about it, it's not to protect your clothing, it's to protect your body. People don't care about their clothing getting wet. They don't like what their clothing is, but they don't like that their body gets wet. That's what they don't like.
I don't care about their clothing.
So then you're right. If the wearing it, so it accomplishes when it rains that we don't get wet. It's not that our clothing doesn't get wet. It's not like I don't want to ruin my hat. I don't want to.
Obviously, also I don't wear my hat, but even if I have it, flip the hood over my head. I don't want to get wet. That's what my clothing gets.
Right.
I don't want to get wet either.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable wet. No wet, right? Like same thing.
I'm not comfortable.
I don't want to be wet.
Yeah. Okay. So right. So that's what I'm saying. So then you're right. Because my point is that even so, what we're saying is you can wear the Shane coat even on top of another. Let's say you want to wear it on top of a winter coat. You can still do it.
So, but what Jonathan's asking is, why is it not considered a malbush then? Right. Same way
so now, so the way he's saying it should turn it very good. So the way we're learning now, we've answered our question. Then it's absolutely very good. So it should be a malbush.
You say that on anything, a kittel, same thing.
So that's when I get to the kittel, right?
Kittel, there's a different. No, some people who wear the kittel home on Geshem, so everybody on the street should know they don't.
Right. So then, right. That could be. My problem with the kittel is worse than this because it doesn't serve any purpose at all. So the kittel might be worse. Right, the kittel is a bigger problem. But it's not a malbush. It's not a malbush. It serves no purpose at all.
It does exactly.
No, but it's not a malbush. It's a baguette of tefillah that we wear for tefillah. Is that
why do you wear
garden? So you're right. So Mishnah discusses if you allow to wear the gavel or not. He says to these people that wear a gavel the whole day, it's a malbush. Me, that wear it just during davening. You're right. It's not a malbush. I'm phenomenal. It's not a malbush. Anyway, Lalach at the end, it does. The fear of Shlomo Zalman definitely. It seems that it's a malbush, like Yonatan saying, and you'd be allowed to wear it home. But there's reason with fear of Moshe that the place can say not to wear it home. There's enough reasons to say you're allowed to wear it.